It's time for 1313 Harbor, the podcast hosted by Jasmine and Michelle.
That's us.
Welcome to 1313 Harbor, the podcast where two adult daughters are reunited and it feels so good.
I'm Jasmine.
And I'm Michelle.
And we are reunited. I missed you.
I missed you.
I missed you during Christmas. It wasn't the same.
I was hibernating in work.
Oh, in work?
Well, I just went to work. I had no like break.
Oh, I took a full week off because I have a bunch of time off. And I just was like, I'm bored. This is boring.
I was at work just like doing follow-up cleany things, like stuff that you never get to around
here. Cleaning the shelves.
Yes. Reorganizing.
The donuts.
You know, deep cleaning.
You need to deep clean the glaze vats. Those things get sticky.
Oh, I did.
We begin today with breaking news.
Each Friday in 2020, Knott's will announce a new pin to celebrate their 100th anniversary.
Oh.
So they're trying to get on that Disney game.
Yeah.
Doing pins.
Okay.
I think they've done one. I'm pretty sure it's probably like berries. It's a berry. And the next
one. Very good.
It will be a farm.
All right.
Yes.
And then the next one will be a rope tied into a knot.
And then a knots.
Right.
Multiple knots.
We see them. We see you.
We see you, knots. Happy. They're saying it's their 100th anniversary, but like it's the 100th anniversary of when they started selling fried chicken. So is it the 100th anniversary of
chicken?
Yeah. Like the park? I don't know. But they did start. It is pretty old. So
did they invent fried chicken?
No.
Oh. The more you know.
They invented Southern California Western themed theme parks.
Oh, well done.
Well done. Well, I know it's one day we'll do a podcast on like the symbiotic relationship between Knott's and Disney, kind of like inspiring each other.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, this is really cool. Oh, this is really cool. This is really cool. And just making each other better because competition makes people do better.
Yep.
Or get really depressed and do nothing.
Yeah.
Either way. So the next bit of news is DCA has opened an outdoor bar just for annual pass holders called the Alfresco Tasting Terrace. It's located on the second floor of the Golden Vine Winery. So that one time when you were at DCA and I was trying to tell you where I was, that's where I was.
It's, okay.
Yeah. It's that's where, and today's the last day of Mostly Kosher. It's the fifth, and I'm sad.
Are you going
to
go?
No, not today. I probably won't have time to go, but I tried to go yesterday, which I will talk about later.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. That's pretty cool. It's so funny, but because there's so many APs.
Yeah.
It's kind of like when D23 had the charter member lounge.
Yes.
And it was like overflowing. It was like, oh. So are APs allowed to bring other people or it's only APs?
I couldn't. So the thing I read said APs could bring guests, but then I don't know. So I'll have to go and officially like ask somebody there.
Yeah.
But
they
I think
should have
you
like an
guests.
AP singles mixer.
Oh, I don't want to see that.
What? I'm so surprised that Disney hasn't gotten on the dating thing.
Oh.
Like, okay, so there's Mouse Mingle, yeah. Which is unofficial, very mm-hmm. It's not affiliated with Disney at all.
Yeah.
But it's inspired by, you know, Disney.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're single, you can go on it. I didn't have any luck when I was on it.
I still have a profile on there and I haven't checked it since the month it opened.
I think there's a lot of, from what I remember from my experience, mm-hmm. there was like a lot of women on it.
I just got asked out by a lot of Jungle Cruise operators and skippers. That seems to be my demographic.
I mean, you're working with one right now, so.
Something about that, I'm like catnip to Jungle Cruise.
You have a type.
Well, I am their type.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is true. Disney needs to do like a little dating event.
Right? Like,
that'd
I think
be really
that
exciting.
Would be like, could you imagine like a single? I think that would be like kind of like date night at Disneyland, mm-mm. but like
singles night.
Yeah.
And then like I have to drag you with me and you're like, I'm engaged, everyone. Like, well, not yet. I'm engaged to be engaged.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm pre-engaged.
Yes.
We're practically married. We have a beautiful cat together.
Yes. We have a son.
That's right.
I mean, I'm just a single mom. I have to tell them about my son.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I told my mom she's going to start watching The Mandalorian, and I'm like, you need to watch it for my son's father and my son, a.k.a. my future husband.
Would you like to tell everyone who your child, who your son is?
Oh, my son is so I went to – if you follow me, you've seen him. And I think I've also posted him on the podcast Instagram. I bought from Knott's Berry Farm a wood-carved Baby Yoda, and I love him very much, and we are very happy. And my mom got him a scarf. And I don't know if I'm like, it started out like as a joke, but it's slowly becoming real. Like we were talking about, like, my dad was, I know we talked about this on the bonus episode. My dad actually like asked me about him and asked if he was okay. And my mom will like buy him things, and my sister and my niece like really calls him her cousin. So I'm like, did I start this as a joke, and everyone started as a joke, but then they think I'm crazy, so they're playing along with it.
Started as a joke, but it's now, like, it's real.
And I'm like, and now am I going crazy, and am I going to like put him in a, like buy him a bed? People ask me if I have a bed for him. I do not.
Oh, okay. Are you going to enroll him in preschool?
I do. I want to get him into good preschool, so he might have to move.
Okay. Yeah. School districts are important.
They are very important. I mean, I do live in Irvine, so there's pretty good schools there.
That's good.
Very excited. And, you know, he needs a father, so.
This podcast has taken a turn.
It has. It's going to turn into, people are going to listen to it because, like, watch this girl slowly lose it.
She's like, Michelle, I'm going to be late to the podcast because the baby spit up everywhere. Like, the wood baby.
I'll meet Pedro Pascal and be like, our son, why have you abandoned him?
Last year, mm-hmm. I got to take a tour of WDI through mm-hmm. Adventures by Disney. And I met one of the guys who worked on Albert over at Mystic Manor. And I mm-hmm. said, oh, you worked on my son. And he turned to me and he goes, do I owe you child support? And I was like, I like this guy. Yeah,
it's
a
lot
this guy's a peach.
But yeah, so back to, this was my fault, this tangent, DCA. Yeah, we'll have to go and see and explore that bar. I'm not a drinker, but.
So that bar used to just be open to regular people.
It was just overflow. And then now they're segregating it.
That's kind of cool, though. Like, yeah. Because I assume every time I've been up there, there's been no line or no wait. So mm-hmm. I assume that. Not a lot of people know or go.
Yeah.
So if you make an AP thing,
it's going to be super crowded.
Exactly.
And apparently they have like drinks from the past, like of DCA history. So, you know, the 15-year history or.
What on earth drinks could they be?
Patrick made a list of them. It's like, I don't know. It's just drinks that have weird names that are blue.
The Windex.
Yes, the Windex of drinks. Right. I just want the Baby Yoda drinks. Speaking of Baby Yoda, my son, Baby Yoda merch is now available at the Disney parks. So this is my story.
How are you not going to the parks today between the last day of Mostly Kosher and Baby Yoda merch?
So I went yesterday and I was really sad because I was having a bad week. So I went to the parks and my pass said it was good on the 5th. And I swore I thought Saturday was the 5th. No, it was the 4th. So they rejected me. And then when you go through, it goes whing. And it was like my soul was crushed. So then I thought, okay, at least I'm here. I can like look at some Mandalorian merch. I went. I asked a few cast members. They're like, we are sold out resort-wide. They had one shirt that they only had in small and medium of a Mandalorian. And if they had it in my size, I would have bought this shirt. Uh-huh. And they're out. So that's why I'm not going today.
If it makes you feel any better, there's no new Kylo Ren merchandise for the new movie.
They have some Ben Solo. Some Ben Solo.
It's been very frustrating.
They just need some Ben Solo sweaters.
Well, I do have a Ben Solo sweater from the new movie. It's called Dark. It's basically Dark Rey. So it's like black and it's ribbed, kind of like mm-hmm. his, but then it has the Resistance symbol on it.
Oh.
I'm like, okay, where is it? It should be in this room. I don't know.
I ate it.
Oh, okay.
It was delicious.
Nom, nom, nom.
Yeah, they had lots of, I call them Baby Yoda ears. They have Yoda ears that I feel like Disney just had and they didn't do well. And now they're like, release them again.
Release the beast.
They had the Yoda backpacks that I have, the ones that they've had for years, where it's just like Yoda hanging on your back.
Like in Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah, so you can pretend to be Luke in Empire. That was actually, I made my niece a costume once where she's like, I'm going to a Star Wars party. What should I be? And I'm like, wear a white tank top, sweatpants, and I will give you other props. And then she wore it and she stood in her head and it was awesome. Yes. But yeah, they have like cute shirts. They have the Baby Yoda backpack for Loungefly. And I saw this lady who had it and I was like, I want to steal it from you.
But you didn't.
I didn't.
Okay.
Wink. No, I didn't. They did have a cute Loungefly backpack with chibi Star Wars characters. And I thought, if I buy this, I could just say Boba Fett is Mandalorian recolored and that Chibi Yoda is Baby Yoda.
People don't know. They have very different armor colors.
But people don't know. I know a lot of people who've only seen The Mandalorian and haven't seen Star Wars.
Really?
Yeah. My Tumblr group. I'm on a Tumblr group where we just chat about Mandalorian and I tell them about Star Wars stuff.
Oh.
Yeah. And they're like, can I write fan fiction if I haven't seen this? I'm like, yeah, because most of the people on here haven't seen it. So they're not going to be like, actually, Coruscant is a planet filled with all cities.
Yeah, I've been pretty knee deep in some Kylo Ren fan fiction. It's pretty good.
I mean, if it wasn't for The Mandalorian, Ben Solo would be right up there. He is.
Well, no, this is perfect. Now, yes. You have your husband.
Yes, and you have your
space husband. Yes. I have my space husband. You have your space child.
Yes.
And my child is Albert.
Yes, your child is Albert. So, and we both have our adopted children.
Exactly.
Yes, and we love them so much.
So much.
We're very pro-adoption on this podcast.
Oh, now I want to go get my little Albert doll and snuggle him.
Well, we need to plan a trip to Hong Kong to get more Albert stuff.
There's not a lot, but...
I'm surprised because that's like... That's what I think of when I think of Hong Kong Disney is Albert. They're going to make – so they're opening the Regal Eagle Smokehouse at Epcot, and Sam the Eagle has been announced as the, like, mascot, I guess.
Cool.
Because it's called the Regal Eagle, so they're just like, who do we have? Sam the Eagle.
End of list. End of list.
Grumpy Eagle number one. So I haven't read up too much about it and how they're incorporating him into it, but he will be – he's on the emblem. So the emblem is him, like, you know, those, like – U.S. like with the eagle looking to the side, but it's Sam the Eagle, and it's Epcot, and I think it's in the America Pavilion. So it's
I would hope so.
A salute to all barbecue, but mostly America. I'm excited. They needed, you know, they don't have the what is the show called at Magic Kingdom? Oh no, maybe this is at Magic Kingdom. Oh no, it's Epcot. One? I just said it. Yeah, the Muppets like American History, but
that's in Magic Kingdom.
Magic Kingdom. So they don't have that show anymore. So I guess they had to. Like, we still own this Muppets property. We got to use it somehow.
That would be cool, though, if they put it in Epcot.
Yeah, that would be really cool.
I was about to
say Epcot. I love Epcot. Epcot.
Epcot.
I want to see World History, but mostly the American parts or whatever the show's called.
Is that what it's called?
No, I just know, like, but mostly the American parts. I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it either. I haven't even seen a movie.
They brought it back temporarily, but by the time we go to Orlando, it will be gone. And I'm sad because it's down season and they don't want to work as hard during down season.
There's a lot of air quoting going on right now.
Can you taste the sarcasm?
Speaking of, how much longer till we go?
3 weeks?
Ooh.
We're going the last week of January. We're going to do a meetup and we're expecting ones of you to come.
Yes. One person asked us, are you doing a meetup? And I'm like, you mean, do you want us to hang out with you?
Do you want to meet? Like,
yeah,
cool.
We'll meet up. We don't need the shame of like, hey guys, like you probably want to make some space because we're having a meetup.
So yeah, if any of you are going to be in the Orlando area the last week of January, hit us up on our Instagram.
Unrelated.
Yes.
A friend of mine will be, and she's from San Francisco, so we will be meeting up with her.
I'm hoping we get to meet Uncle Ron.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you've met Uncle Ron. I'm hoping I get to meet Uncle Ron.
He's very excited for you to meet you.
I'm so excited. Told him. He's very excited for you to meet him.
I mean, guys, I was up very late karaokeing.
She was partying hard.
It was really fun. And I drank a lot of soju. Have you ever had soju?
You made me try it. You and Dale made me try it.
Well, so good.
You made me try it. And Dale was like, no, don't make her drink. And then I just did it anyway.
Yeah. I'm like, I didn't like... plug your nose and open your throat.
You're like, you get to marry the Mandalorian if you drink this. And
I was
like,
not!
Yay!
He didn't even exist back then.
Really only good. In our hearts. Yeah, soju, it's scary because it tastes like grape juice.
Yeah, it tastes like candy and you don't realize how strong it is until about 20 minutes later and you're like, oh, I made a terrible mistake.
I made a huge little mistake. Did you see the ad that Gucci made, the Gucci collection for Disney?
Yes, it's fabulous.
It's fabulous. I was just like, oh, all thin young people. But then they had a few older people in there. So I was like, okay, this is cool. This is cool. So yeah, Gucci, Disney, Gucci, if you want to send us stuff, write to 13.
Yeah, we'd like a sponsorship, Gucci, because you really need the press.
I did enjoy that the commercial was all like young adults without children. And people in the parks, and it's not just like, oh, it's just for families. It's for everybody.
Right. And there were some older people, like older ladies, and I'm like, us.
Future me.
Goals.
How those kids see us. Yeah. So I wanted to do a really quick shout out to Savannah. Her Instagram name is Little Lazy Turtle. Your boyfriend, Shane, said, hey, my girlfriend loves your podcast. Can you give her a shout out? And I was like, yes. So you have a good boyfriend. He seems very nice.
Shout. Shout.
He's a polite young man.
Shout it out.
So yeah, Michelle and I just wanted to say hi. How are you doing?
I like her. I talked to her on the
ground. Oh yes. Thank you for listening. You're awesome.
She's nice.
She's very nice. All of our listeners. Do we have any mean listeners?
Yes.
Oh, we do?
Yeah.
Oh.
Jovan.
Jovan is the worst.
The worst.
So Michelle texted me a few weeks ago, and she doesn't remember texting me this.
I don't have a memory of this.
We were talking. She's like, oh, did you know there's a Garfield ride? And I was like, I didn't. She's like, we should do an episode about rides that you didn't know are IP. So IP is intellectual property, which is basically like a title. Like Frozen is an intellectual property. Star Wars is an intellectual property. It's like movies and TV shows that have rides that you didn't know about. And then I thought, let's also do movies and TV shows that should have rides. So the first part of this episode, does that make sense? Are you with me, everybody?
Yeah.
So the first part.
I like that I thought of it. And I can't remember it. We were at karaoke. One of our friend, also listener, also t-shirt designer, or he was cleanup artist.
Cleanup artist.
Terry, I was like, I'm not prepared for tomorrow's episode. He's like, when are you ever? I'm like, touche.
I owe him a t-shirt and a color of his choice.
Yes, Terry.
Yes.
Hello.
Write us or just let Michelle know or Dale know. You can write me an email. Him. Yeah, text us and let us know what color t-shirt you'd like. And speaking of, we have 1313 Harbor Paris of the South shirts available on our website. So go buy one, please. We love
you. If you don't know what Paris of the South is, it's Orlando,
known as the Paris of the South. It's an inside joke. It's an awesome shirt with a smoking alligator holding a baguette.
Uh-huh.
We will be taking pictures of ourselves and them in the Paris of the South, Orlando.
Yeah. It's going to be so meta.
And then people in Orlando are going to be like, either they're going to love it or be like,
ugh. What the frack?
So first we're going to talk about IP that you didn't know have rides. So these are movies. I think these are all movies actually that you're like, oh, that has a ride. Didn't know that. Mm-hmm. So I organize this because I like to organize things by theme park. Most of these are not in the United States. So first, let's go over to China, to the world's first – I don't know if it's the world's first, but it's China's first vertical theme park. So it's in a multi-story building. Yes.
Like Disney Quest, yes. But good.
It is just like Disney Quest because I think it's mostly VR rides.
But good.
But good. I mean, good question. I don't know. But I can't find any videos. I can't find any pictures of this. Like, it's very secretive. So I hope it's good. So the first ride is The Hunger Games Mockingjay Flight – Rebel Escape -3D motion simulator.
And Joe Rohde wrote this.
Yes,
title?
Joe Rohde made this. So this is a 3D motion simulator. It looks similar to Star Wars. I couldn't find any videos on it, but it's based on the Hunger Games.
Okay, so
yes.
Can someone explain to me, you Gen Ys?
Yes.
Wait, what? We're Gen Y is
what? Yeah, we're millennials. I don't know what the generation after us is.
Hey. Young people.
Yes.
Youths. Youths.
People born after 1999.
Okay. I don't understand the appeal of the Hunger Games.
Yes.
Why? But
why do you want to pretend you're hungry and fighting people?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I guess, is it just like that it's a good story? Is it?
I don't know.
People just like Jennifer Lawrence a lot.
I don't know.
They like to be hungry. They like post-apocalyptic.
I don't know.
That's a RuPaul joke.
You just said post-apocalyptic, and I thought, I have chicken and waffles in my fridge right now.
So our next ride is the Twilight Saga, Midnight Ride, which is a VR ride on motorcycles.
I want you to go to there.
So I guess you're going with Jacob and his pack, and you're on motorcycles. So you're actually on, like, little motorcycles. So this one looks a little cooler than some of the other rides, and you have VR goggles on. And I don't know, you're hunting vampires? I don't know what the goal of this ride is.
Oh my gosh.
You just watch romance happen. I'm not familiar with the Twilight Saga.
Oh, I am very. Okay. Do you have any questions? I had to explain it to a bunch of adults the other day. It was very strange.
There's a girl. Well, if you're a fan of Twilight, they also have another ride called The Twilight Saga Bella's Journey. And it's a dark ride from what I've seen, but with projections, and you're following Bella on her journey. And I think it takes you through the whole movie.
On her journey?
Yeah, that's just what
From Arizona to Forks?
Yeah, to Washington?
Yeah.
It's just, and I think it's like a really small dark ride, and there's just projections possibly of characters, And then she just looks at this guy, and then he looks back at her, and then you're like, are they acting? But they're not. And then you realize, like, and then that goes on for 20 minutes, and then it's the end of the ride.
So my dad's review of Twilight was like, huh, those vampires don't do anything. They just look at that girl.
They just look at that girl and then look like they're going to barf.
Yeah. If you ever have time, watch the riff tracks of Twilight.
Oh, I need to watch that.
Is glorious.
My cousin tried. She's like, you need to watch Twilight. It's so funny. And I'm like, okay. And I tried to watch it, and I got to the scene where she's on his back and he's like climbing up trees. And I'm like,
oh, and he's like, hold on, spider monkey.
And I'm like, this isn't funny. This isn't even so bad. It's good funny. It's just boring. So I just stopped watching it. No offense, Twihards.
You're talking to one right now. I have read all the books and I've seen all the movies.
You have a pin?
Do I?
I don't know.
I used to wear Alice's necklace.
Oh.
You're familiar.
Alice in Wonderland?
All the Cullens wear the Cullen crest.
Uh-huh.
And like one wears it on a necklace and one has it on a choker.
One has it burned into their forehead.
Sure. Such a silly, fun franchise.
Would you go on any of those rides?
Absolutely.
All the Twilight ones?
Yes, not the Hunger Games
ones. Yeah, I'll wait for you at the bottom and I'll get some dumplings or something. Okay. I'm curious to know how this vertical theme park works.
I imagine that it's like Disney Quest where it's like...
Yeah, just multi-story.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let us know, people of China. So next, we're going to take a short flight over to Abu Dhabi to go to Warner Brothers World, which is an indoor amusement park. Which sounds like my cup of tea. No sunscreen? Sign me up.
I just think, like, Warner Brothers World, it's like, here's that Animaniacs ride.
Oh, it's not even that good.
Oh!
So, first we have the Flintstones Bedrock River Adventure.
That's not even a Warner Brothers property.
That's
Hanna-Barbera.
So, both of these are Hanna-Barbera. So, I guess they're... this is a log flume ride. I watched a video of it. It's actually a really nice ride. None of the animatronics move, but there's like things are moving still. Like they're not talking. They're just kind of like, it's like you're watching a cartoon that's not animated, like a single cell. There's tons of stuff going on though. Like they have, you're in the town and you see Dino and Pebbles.
Pebbles is the baby.
Yeah, the baby. And they're having like a tea party. And then you see like Wilma and Betty and they're like getting their hair done. And I'm sure there's like puns about, oh, and they're celebrating the Stonetennial, the town.
That is cute.
And I don't think there's a plot to the ride. It's just like, oh, and you see Fred at work and you see all the dinosaurs, and I encourage you to watch a video of it. It's a pretty cute ride.
Awesome.
Yeah. It's a lot better than you'd think it would be for like it being a property that not a lot of people know, the Flintstones.
I mean, I know the Flintstones, but do I wonder if
I've met the Flintstones.
What?
No, you know, Flintstones. Meet the Flintstones. They're a modern Stone Age family.
Where are they from?
From the town of Bedrock.
Wow.
That's a page right out of history.
I'm learning so much.
So the next ride is, this ride actually looks really cool. It's called Scooby-Doo, / the Museum of Mysteries.
Ooh.
So this is a trackless ride.
Ooh.
And there are different scenes each time you ride. So basically this one has a theme where it's you're at the museum and you're hired by this guy to figure out why the spooky ghosts are haunting it. So you go into like a main room and like there's one scene where Velma's like has all these wires and she accidentally like the lights go off. And this is like the room of science. And in each corner, there's like a different character and they're like looking at a different statue. Like one's looking at like an underwater, like one of those old timey scuba gear outfits. Mm-hmm. One's looking at a bookshelf and then the lights go off and they come back on. And then all of a sudden like monsters are attacking them. It's very cool. And then so like each time you go on, you go into like one of the different rooms. So you see like – it's like one time you see Shaggy and Scooby. One time you see Fred, who nobody cares about Fred.
Yeah.
One time you see Daphne. And then –
are you a Daphne or a Velma?
Velma. Are you a Velma?
I'm an aspiring Daphne.
I mean, we're all aspiring Daphnes, but we're Velmas. I'm a Shaggy. yeah, nobody wants to be Fred.
Ascot. Ascot?
I mean, I think I'd rather be Shaggy than Fred.
Yeah.
I mean, Shaggy.
I think we'd all want to be Scooby, though.
Yeah, just have your Scooby snacks and... Of course, they have Scooby, like, and his legs are, like, going in circles as he's running.
How cute!
There's one scene that's really cool where you're on the trackless vehicle and you're in this, like, room with different, like, it's like... this huge scene, and there's like different rooms, and you're going like there's a hallway, and then you're going in and out of different rooms, and there's like different things in the different rooms. So each time you go on, it's a little different.
That's awesome.
And then they also have Shaggy and Scooby on a similar ride vehicle, and there's a ghost attached, and they're kind of like following you around on the ride vehicle.
What?
Yeah, it's just I encourage you to watch the ride through. It's really cool.
Okay.
It's a property that's like kind of boring, but it's and in the one video I think I watched the SoCal 360 one. They show you each version of the ride.
Wow.
So and you're like, oh,
they're very thorough.
I like
I'm
that.
I'm a big fan of them.
And they have, and there's one part where they're watching themselves in the mirror and they're waving. And I'm like, oh, hi.
Annyeong.
Annyeong. Annyeong. Annyeong. Hello.
Yes, we know your name is Annyeong. Annyeong.
So next, let's go. We're going to stay in the Saudi Arabia area and go now over to Motion Gate Dubai. So we're staying in the UAE.
All right.
So they have a ride. This might be the coolest ride out of all of them, even cooler than the Scooby-Doo ride. How to Train Your Dragon Ride - Dragon Coaster Dragon Glider Coaster Rides.
Ooh.
So it's very similar to Harry Potter in that you're basically on the same thing. You're on a dragon, but it looks like the bench. And it's screens and animatronics.
Cool.
But it's a coaster, so you go fast at some points.
What?
So you're going and like you're in the screens and you're moving and then you lower and then like you see a dragon. You see I'm not familiar with the franchise. You see the different characters on there. Mm-hmm. And then it looks like outside the ride they have like a little recreation of the village. And that's the part you go really fast. So you go all above the village really fast like you're flying.
Mm-hmm.
And then like you go down and you land. So
that sounds cool.
Yeah, I'm like places I'll never go, but this
I'm
is
like,
really
hey.
Cool.
Universal.
Yes.
Like
get this
over here.
Yeah. And they it looks like I think
maybe they will put it in the new theme park.
Oh, that would be cool. Cause they are gonna have a How to Train Your Dragon section. But yeah, it's definitely like you watching like, oh, this is Harry Potter. But like that's a good ride.
Yeah.
Like copy good rides, that's fine.
Yeah.
And yeah, you land in front of the screens aren't as seamless as the Harry Potter ride. Like it's definitely like you're in front of a screen now. You're not there's no like seamless transition.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the animatronics look cool. The one of the main character who's voiced by Jay Baruchel.
Hiccup.
He's in it and he looks – that voice does not match what I would imagine that character to talk like.
Just really?
Yeah. I don't know why.
I think it's perfect.
Okay.
I love that actor. What's his name again?
Jay Baruchel. I mean, I love that actor. I love him.
He is so adorable.
He was in
– The Sorcerer's Apprentice with Nicolas Cage, now available on Disney Plus.
And also
– Have you seen it?
Undeclared. I haven't seen Sorcerer's Apprentice. I've seen Undeclared, the follow-up – Judd Apatow's follow-up to Freaks and Geeks. Another great show.
If you watch Sorcerer's Apprentice, you know who else is in it?
David Tennant?
Oh, no.
I'm thinking of another movie.
What's his name?
My mom.
I lost his name. He's the guy from – he was in Indiana Jones and Spider-Man. He was Doc Ock. Alfred Molina.
Oh, he was in Indiana Jones, yes.
For like a second. But
yeah.
Still, he was there.
I mean, is it a spoiler to say he was killed? Because he was killed in the first 5 minutes.
No, I think that's fine.
He was greedy.
Yep.
Greedy people die.
Fact.
So yeah, let's go to Dubai and go on this ride and then come home.
Go to Dubai to try this ride.
Pew, 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 pew. Next, they have the Ghostbusters interactive ride. And this is the, I don't know if it's the world's first Ghostbusters ride or the only Ghostbusters ride or both. It's an interactive shooting game. This ride's not quite as cool. Like, they have a few animatronic, like, they have, is it Gozer? They have those little dogs from the first movie.
I don't remember.
That are on the side. Like
we could ask Dale.
Yeah, ask Dale.
I don't know if he's here.
They have the one who's like, are you a god? What is, maybe that's Gozer.
Sean.
Yeah, Sean. And,
is it like Toy Story Mania where, like, you, peep, or like Buzz Lightyear where it's like, peep, peep, peep,
no,
peep.
Not Buzz Lightyear because it's screens. It's not like animatronics you're shooting
so
at.
So it's like the Buzz Lightyear in Shanghai.
Yes. Yes,
got it
is. Yeah, like Nano Battle or whatever that is now. But yeah, it's cool. They do have, like, a few sets.
The Buzz Lightyear
so
in,
Hong Kong
turned
yeah.
into Nano Battle, but
yes.
The Buzz Lightyear in Shanghai is, have you ever seen a ride through of it?
Uh-uh.
10 out of 10. Highly recommend.
Ooh.
I went on it twice.
Ooh.
On Buzz Lightyear.
Ooh.
I know. It's very cool.
Yeah, I need to go. And then we need to figure out for a way for you to get to Paris. And then you've been to all the parks. And then we need to figure out for me to get to any of them. We're going to do our 1313 Harbor the Podcast cruise. So.
Oh, right. That
yes.
was talked about in the Patreon chat.
Yes. Our world tour.
So we're going to. Actually, that's not a. That. Mm-hmm. Well, the nice thing is like. It's pretty much everyone that listens we know.
Yes.
Or we talk to in some capacity. So it's like, oh, that kind of would be cool if we mm-hmm. as a group were like, all right, next July, try to get on this cruise. Mm-hmm. It's unofficially, like...
If we could, like, block reserve rooms, I don't know how we do it. This sounds like difficult work. Somebody else do this for us. Hey. And we'll be there.
Yeah. We need a Steven!
Steven! So last at Motions Gate, I bet you thought that there were only one Hunger Games ride in the world.
I did.
No, there are two more.
What?
Yes. Two more.
Oh, boy. Okay.
So there is the Pan Am. Is it Pan Am or Pan Am? P-A-N-E-M.
Pan Am.
Pan Am. Pan Am.
The Pan Am Airline, the ride.
I would go on that. I would so go on that. Pan Am Aerial Tour, which is a motion simulator. And I think they actually have, like, actors from the ride on that. Like, they like in the movie they filmed, like, I think you see Effie Trinket. So... Elizabeth Banks.
Who was in 30 Rock?
She was in 30 Rock in a major part. And then the Capitol Bullet Train, which is a launch coaster, which I think is just a coaster that they're like, it's the Capitol Bullet Train.
Sure.
They put a few Mockingjays up and they're like, it's themed. there are many Hunger Games themed rides. I guess Lionsgate's just like, you want a license? You want a license? Like,
you get a license. You get a license.
In my research for this, I found there's actually a company that you can contact that will license properties for your park. So if you, like, have a theme park in Des Moines, Iowa, and you're like, I want to license this, they will be your liaison for you. Uh-huh. And they'll probably be like, we got really cheap. We got Flintstones. We got Garfield.
We got, you know, those, you got Annie? Like, oh, the new one with Jamie Foxx? Like, no, no, no. Oh, the old one with Kathy Bates? Like, no, no, no. No. The older one with, what do you call it? Carol Burnett?
Yes.
Like, no. The comic strip.
The comic book from the night and a decoder ring.
Yeah.
We also license Japanese Godzilla, yeah. But only the fourth one.
That's right.
The one where he fights Totoro.
Oh, do you know about Godzuki?
Uh-uh.
Godzuki is
It's
like,
a Pazuki?
Oh, I would love a Pazuki. No, Godzuki is like a little tiny baby Godzilla.
Aww. And it's so cute.
It's like... Godzilla and Godzuki.
It's just Michelle in a mask.
It's pretty cute. He's really little and cute. They should do his Godzuki license.
Now that's making me think of yesterday. I was so depressed. I went and I got a monster shake from, what is it called? Black Tap?
Yeah. I was very nervous for you. I was like, that is so much sugar.
I only ate like a quarter of it. It was a lot of whipped cream. It was good. And it was cool because on the cup they had frosting and then they had like Grant cookie crumbs attached to it. I ate the cookie on the outside, and then I sipped, like, a quarter of an inch of the milkshake, and I was like, and now I have diabetes.
Yeah. You know? I saw a picture of you with that, and I'm like, she's going
to
die.
Yeah, we're not going to be able to record tomorrow. Yeah.
Sorry, podcast, it's over.
Jasmine died from too much sugar.
Sorry.
Did you want to talk about the Garfield ride that started this all?
Oh, yes.
There's a Garfield ride. I looked it up. Oh, well, my phone's recording us right now. Yeah, but
so there's a Garfield ride in the United States.
Yeah, I think it was Pennsylvania.
And it is a log flume ride. And, like, John is fishing. And the animatronics, John is Garfield's human.
Yeah.
Roommate, whatever. I don't know what their relationship
companion.
Is. I don't want to define it, okay?
Life partner.
But whatever. Poor Odie.
Aww. His dogs are dumb.
Yeah. That's just so dumb.
The ride, you buried the lead. What is the ride called, Michelle?
Oh, Garfield hates...
Garfield's Nightmare.
Garfield's Nightmare.
Which Michelle was like...
Oh, so Mondays?
Yes. It's just a day full of Mondays.
There's no lasagna. Mondays. Also, funny story, Garfield is on Disney Plus.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I watch this amazing show called Gargoyles.
Oh.
And I read fan fiction about it.
About the actual gargoyles?
I need you to dial it down, because what have you been reading?
Mandalorian fan fiction.
Yeah.
Where he doesn't take his helmet off.
And, you know, sometimes the Kylo Ren stuff is a little too intense, so I go back to my roots and I read some Gargoyle fan fiction.
Aww.
Gargoyle fan fiction is the first fan fiction I ever wrote when I was like 12. Aww. And filled with angst.
Filled with rage.
I like colored my hair black to look like Elisa Maza, and I wore a red jacket and I was like, I'm cool.
So now we're just going to rides that are in generic parks. We're not sticking in themes anymore.
Okay.
So I bet you didn't know that the Gremlins had a ride.
What?
That's no longer around.
Oh my gosh.
It's called Great Gremlins Adventure. Oh, it gets better, Michelle.
I don't know how it can, but please.
So this ride was in two theme parks in Warner Brothers Movie World in Australia and Germany. So there's two. I don't know if there's... I think it's still in Australia, but I don't know if it's still in Germany.
Speaking of Australia, it is on fire.
Yes, it is.
If you have any extra money,
yes,
even if it means not being a patron for us for a few months, that's fine.
You can pause your Patreon, actually.
Yeah. So feel free to please consider helping everyone in Australia.
Yes.
Because they're going through some stuff.
Like, I think now it's like a billion animals have died or something like that.
It's
awful.
Hillary Duff, like, posted the most horrific photo of a – it's just a horrific photo. If you want to go look on it, you can. But, like, that'll sober you up and be like, this is a crisis and we need to help our friends down under. So since we mentioned Australia, I didn't want to forget that that's, like, more important than
– It is, than our silly podcast. Yes. But also keep listening because that's free.
Oh, God, yes.
Donate while you're listening.
Donate to the Australia while you're listening to us and pause your Patreon because that was, you know.
Yes.
The end.
Or if you get a raise like I did this month, you can do both.
Or do both.
So the park opened, so this ride was opened from 1991 to 2001 in Australia and 1996 to 2004 in Germany. So this is where it gets better. In the German version, so basically the ride is you're watching a movie, you're in a movie theater, and you're watching, like, clips of, like, Warner Brother bloopers, and then all of a sudden the gremlins come and, like, destroy the film.
Uh-huh.
And so the person comes in the movie theater like, guys, we're so sorry, they're gremlins, no, yo.
But do it in an Australian accent.
Guys, there's gremlins. We have gremlins in the theater. Sorry. And so then you go on to the ride vehicle, and the theme is the gremlins are taking over. So in the German version, it's Alf. Yes, the alien
what?
Alf. So Alf is, like, in his kitchen, and the gremlins attack him.
Explain who Alf is.
So in the
80s, you can.
There was a show called Alf, and it was about an extraterrestrial alien whose nose looked like a part of a man.
No, whose nose looked like a croissant.
Did it?
Yes.
And he liked to eat cats.
Yeah. So he like lived with this normal family.
Like a really sassy alien.
Yeah. But like, so basically imagine you're living with a Muppet.
Yes.
But he eats cats and is an alien.
And it's like super sassy.
Yeah.
And so Alf is there and he helps you fight the gremlins. And then
this is the most 80s thing I've ever heard.
In the Australian version, it's the same, but it's Beetlejuice. So Beetlejuice helps you fight off the gremlins. And at the end, he crashes a fire truck into the gremlins. So there's Beetlejuice and Elf animatronics that were on this ride.
Wow.
Why did they close this? I don't know.
I don't know.
And the pre-show. Oh, yeah. So I talked about the pre-show. But yeah, it's basically like, and I think there's on-ride videos. It's just kind of grainy and hard to see. But it's, yeah, you're helping Elf and Beetlejuice fight the gremlins.
Wow. Wow. Much wow.
I don't know which one I would want to go on more. The Beetlejuice one.
Alf.
Yeah, would be fun, but like Alf would be like, what? Is this real?
Yeah.
Am I on drugs?
Like, what? I just, so many questions.
We need to like do like just a whole episode on this.
On Alf?
On Alf and the gremlins, right?
Okay.
Expedition Theme Park has a video on this.
Really?
And it's really good. Yeah, we have to watch it later.
Okay.
We're going to watch it in the break. Okay.
While I make pierogies.
So even though I can't top that, we're going to keep going.
Okay.
So next we have Tomb Raider, The Ride.
Yes, I know all about this one.
Yes, because of Kevin Perger?
No, because of the Discovery Channel.
Oh, yeah, Travel Channel. Yeah,
that's one of those.
That's how I loved theme parks was through the Travel Channel. It was the same programs, Discovery Channel. They all owned the same things.
Yeah.
So it was probably the same program. But yeah, Travel Channel used to talk about theme parks a lot. Mm-hmm. And I loved those videos with all my soul.
Me too.
So this was located in Kings Island, Ohio. The ride was opened from 2002 to 2007, and it was rethemed for a while, but this is when it was Tomb Raider. So the ride was a giant top spin style ride. So if you're ever at an amusement park and you see those rides where like there's like, how do you describe it? Like,
you're spinning while you're spinning.
Yeah, you're spinning like in circles and then also like your seats, the whole like audience is spinning.
This is a terrible description. Yeah. I feel like we're not conveying it.
I know. Yeah, just look up the phrase giant top spin style ride and you'll
like,
see what we're talking about.
They're out of the box rides. Like you could easily go, if you had enough money, just go buy one for your backyard.
Yeah, just go buy one. It's right there. So the nature of this ride was kept secret, so people didn't know they just knew there was a Tomb Raider ride, so they didn't know if it was a roller coaster, if it was a dark ride. So when people got on, so basically you get in and it was like three long rows of seats. So I think 70 people could go at a time. Mm-hmm. And the whole – you were in a big – not soundstage, but like warehouse, and it was all dark. Then all of a sudden, this like goddess lights up in front of you, and the thing swings forward, and you're like in front of the goddess, and then like you'd go to the roof, and there were stalagmites, and then you'd fall to the ground, and you were hovering over lava, and there's videos of it, and it's just like really was a cool detailed theme ride, and you're just kind of seeing these same things over and over, but they would change the lighting.
So it's really cool because like it's a very simple ride. It's kind of like the DCA. Like, you know how we always like to plus DCA? Mm-hmm. It's like, well, here's a very simple out of the box, but because of the theming around it, you made it like,
amazing.
Oh, this is special.
Yes.
Like, yeah, we can go on this at the carnival, but because of the way that you're spinning it and the way that you're moving and the lighting and the theming, it's like, oh, wow, this is amazing. Like, cool. Yeah.
People said it was like one of the best, like that style, like thrill, dark ride. What I don't know what you call that hybrid, but that like they ever made. Cause it was like Lara Croft is like, if you're not familiar with it, she's like an adventure video game lady. So it was like, you're climbing to the top and there's stalagmites and they're falling down and then you're hovering over lava. But because of the nature of the ride, like they could hold you upside down over the lava. So you were literally like, your body was upside down over the lava and you would just like swing back and forth. It sounds lame how I'm describing it, but it was really cool.
It was really cool.
And you hear like the characters talking and they're like, at the end, it's like it's Lara Croft's father who's like, I always believed in you, and then like you defeat the temple goddess and you're the Tomb Raider.
We have raided the tomb.
And we have won. That's why this belongs in a museum.
That's right. And then she and Indiana Jones kiss.
Yes. No, because he kisses me. Oh. And he's like, she's dead and so are her grandchildren. That's my favorite line in all the Indiana Jones is in The Last Crusade. He's like, oh, this belongs to blah, blah, blah. And he's like, blah, blah, blah is dead. And so are their grandchildren.
Oh.
Say that about everybody. I'm like, so-and-so is dead. And so are their grandchildren. Saying like it should be in a museum because everyone in the family is dead.
Got it.
Yes. But just the way it's said, it's just really funny.
Oh, Harrison Ford. You can deliver a line.
You can deliver a line into my heart. Han Solo of my soul. Next is Saw the Ride.
What?
Yeah, so the horror, scary, gory film Saw has a ride, but it's a roller coaster. But it's a, like, dark ride roller coaster. So it's located in Thorpe Park, UK. I'm not sure if it's still open. It was opened in 2009, and it's a – they claim it's the world's first horror coaster. So it's – you're basically going in the roller coaster, and, like, there's surprise elements. So, like, you're just going straight, and then all of a sudden, like, you go down and you, like, go into a barrel roll. And you see you see the guy in the tricycle who out of context is hilarious, but I'm sure in the movie is very scary.
I have no
Jigsaw?
Idea.
You know, the guy with the mask, which like out of context is funny. Cause this is like little like masked dude on a tricycle with a bow tie, but I'm sure in the movie is terrifying. Then you're going and like in certain parts of the roller coaster, there's like swinging, like, axes that are about to hit you, and you go over a dead body, you barrel roll over a dead body, and then they squirt water on you because it's supposedly the dead body's blood.
Oh.
I'm gonna have to put a warning on this podcast. Ugh. Squirting on you, and then you go into the outside portion, which is you go a 90 degree angle up the thing, and then you do a 90 degree angle down, and then you finish the roller coaster.
Wow.
Yeah, they have Expedition Theme Park did a video on this too.
Wild.
I'm like, they have, like, blood. Could you imagine a roller coaster? We're like, that's blood.
No.
You're having blood squirted at you.
Hey, guys, look at all this blood.
That's so cool. And they used to hire actors for the queue so that they were, like, the victims and they were being tortured.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, this is too intense.
No, thank you.
This is beyond my pay grade.
I'm going to pass.
I'm going to hard pass. Sorry, Thorpe Park. I salute you, but.
Yeah, I respect and appreciate you, but I'm going to go.
I'm going to hard pass. Thank you. But it's cool they have a Saw ride. So this last ride, this is my my bonus because it's not truly based on a IP, but it's kind of – it's like knockoff IP. So it's like they based it off of all these properties, but they didn't get the full permission. So it's kind of like adjacent to it.
I'm so excited. What
so
is this?
It's called the Hollywood Tour, and it's a themed dark ride in Fantasia Land, Germany. So it's basically like – it's kind of like the tram tour meets It's a Small World. So it's a boat ride, but it's like the Hollywood, the Universal Tram Tour.
Okay.
So you're going through different scenes in movies, but they're just – things are a little off. It's not – so the first scene you go through is Jaws. But it's not, it doesn't say Jaws anywhere. I think they call it, I don't know if it translates to this or if it's called like the Great White. So you're in this like fishing village and it's, you know, it's like a calm boat ride, like that kind of style. Mm-hmm. And you see this fisherman and all of a sudden this thing is like pulling him. And by the way, when I say like a fisherman, like cheapest thing you can imagine.
Like a mannequin.
A mannequin. He gets pulled under the water. All of a sudden, two sharks pop out of the water and attack your, well, now one shark pops out of the water. The other one I think is broken because they, it used to, I watched old videos, it used to pop out of the water and now they just light it up underwater because I think that mechanic broke. So there's like, there's a shark under the water. And it pops out at you, but it's not Jaws. It's like just a shark.
It's just Sean.
It's just Sean the shark. It goes. And it's scary, but it's also like, it's like the startle part of it's scary, but it's like, oh, hey, Sean.
Hey.
Someone took a picture of it with flash and it's like, has like little circles painted on it.
Oh my gosh.
So then the next scene you go through is called
animatronic.
It's so it, there's, I guess there's a movie called Tarantula, which they probably got the rights to. So it's, you're watching people film a scene from a movie. And so I think it's, the theme is that you're, the movies are being made. I couldn't, like, they didn't have a connect through. Some scenes they do this, some scenes they don't. So there's a helicopter, which this actually looks pretty cool. A helicopter of men shooting at a giant tarantula that's holding a blonde woman. And you go between the legs of the tarantula. And it's like a desert scene.
Oh.
You're in the desert. Uh-huh. And it's, yeah, it's based off of a 1950s movie called Tarantula.
Okay.
So then after that, you go into a scene called Sinbad the Sailor. And I think this used to be based off of Samson and Delilah because all of a sudden – so it's like you're in a Middle Eastern town and they're actually speaking Arabic. And then like there's animatronics there. The columns start falling down on top of your boat. So that's like – okay, that's Samson because he pushes the walls down. But like right. Now in the Sinbad scene, I don't understand why – the columns are falling
and he
gets down.
He pushes down the columns because he gets a bad haircut.
Yeah, he got a bad haircut, and he's like, I don't like this.
I don't like it!
But yeah, so yeah, in Samson, the story in the Bible, he like gets his strength back from God, and he pushes, and he like destroys all the evil people in the temple. But I don't get it in the context of Sinbad.
Okay.
If you're doing storytelling here... So then you go to the Frankenstein scene. So this is based off of book Frankenstein, not movie Frankenstein.
Okay.
So it's, you know, you have Dr. Frankenstein and like you have the animatronic slowly sitting up under the sheet. And then you inexplicably have like the Bride of Frankenstein there. But like why would the Bride of Frankenstein be like, hey, guys, it used to just be a lady. And then later they changed it to but it's like Bride of Frankenstein adjacent. Then after that, you go to the scene in the book where the monster pushes Elizabeth off a cliff. So this like there's like a scene above you. And then all of a sudden this like animatronic like comes barreling down towards your boat. But it like it stops like it goes dark before it hits you. So, and this lady screaming. I'm like, that is disturbing.
You're like, what is this?
This is too real. This is my favorite ride. I want to go on this so bad.
I really want to see a ride through of this.
Then you go to 20,000 Miles Under the Sea.
Oh!
You know, based on that famous Jules Verne book, 20,000 Miles Under the Sea.
Yeah.
So it's a scene and it's behind glass and it's just this dude. It's not even surrounding you. It's like you're looking into a fish tank and it's this guy and he's like under the sea and he's, but you know, he's in a scuba gear. So how could that work 20,000 miles under the sea?
I don't know.
You know, but we suspend our logic for this.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's just, I'm like, why is it in a fish tank? Why isn't it, you're in the scene? But I guess maybe it's the theme is that it's filming and you're watching it being filmed in the tank.
And then something goes horribly wrong.
Yeah. No, no, it just all goes to plan. It's in German, so maybe it's makes more sense in German. I don't know. I just get Liz Lemon to translate for me.
Yeah.
Then you go into a very smooth transition, and you go into The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, yes. Oh,
and I forgot to say, the whole first, like, 3 minutes of this ride is you're just in caves, and there's nothing going on. You're just in stalagmite caves. And it would be cute if that was, like, it for 30 seconds, but you're, like, in that for a really long time.
Oh, okay.
And you're like, is this the movie The Caves?
What?
The Caves Where Nothing Happens?
Is this The Rock?
Is this The Rock? Yes. No, the actor The Rock.
Yeah.
Then you go into Wizard of Oz and there's Glinda. So they must have gotten permission because it's Glinda in like the Glinda costume and Dorothy. And it's – but it's in Kansas, but Glinda's there and they're speaking German.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And then, okay, and at some point there's a Tarzan scene where you're in a jungle, and the highlight from this is there's a crocodile with, and then there's a monkey with holding like a piece of meat, and it's making the crocodile swim in circles, and then there's another monkey behind it water skiing. Just going around in circles very happily.
Okay.
And then there's Tarzan and, you know, the monkeys that are water skiing. It's the highlight of the whole show.
Wow.
The whole ride. Then last.
This ride is giving me a headache.
And then, because it's just so imaginative.
Yeah.
And then lastly, you go to a scene where King Kong is in the water, and it's a big animatronic of King Kong, and it's attacking a police boat, and it's like, oh, King Kong. And then that's the end of the ride.
Oh.
Yeah, which is better than Universal if you think about it, because they don't even have an animatronic.
Yeah?
I mean, it's no King Kong built by Bob Gurr, but you know. It's also there.
Yes, it is.
And that is Hollywood Tour.
Hooray!
You can watch ride-throughs of this. Any questions, Michelle?
Why?
Because.
All right. You make an excellent point.
So next part is IP that should have rides. So these are movies and TV shows we think should have rides based about them and just briefly spitballing possibly what that ride could be.
Yes.
Okay. Do you have any, Michelle, or should I start?
You start.
Okay. So my first is I have six.
Oh.
I started out seriously and then it got silly really fast. So the first one is Buffy the Vampire Slayer. I want to see a Buffy the Vampire Slayer dark ride, but also like a shooting ride, but you're throwing stakes at people. Like, choo, 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 choo. And it's just the music. And yeah, you're going through and vampires are trying to attack you. And then there's like a Buffy animatronic. And then like there's a Willow and a Xander one and a Giles one. And then you're throwing and you have to like stake them. And then at the end you get like, you died or like, you lived. You're this true slayer. You want to go on that, I know.
Then mine will be a Gilmore Girls ride.
Oh.
Where you... Actually, that would actually be really cute mm-hmm. if you, like, go through. I just love animatronics, so I kind of see this as, like...
I think most of these are going to be dark rides that we're describing.
So you go to Stars Hollow, and then you just drive around Stars Hollow, and you see, like, Lorelai and Rory just, like, talking fast. They're talking fast. What are they doing? They're talking fast. They're walking and talking, and they're talking fast, and they're drinking coffee, and they're talking fast. And you go to Luke's Diner, and you go to Miss Patty's.
It should be, like, it's a day, like, oh, it's the town centennial.
Yes!
And you're going around, you see all the characters, and then you get pie at the end.
And Lane is there.
Oh, yes!
And then at the very end, it's like, where you lean.
At the very end, Rory has to decide if she's going to raise her child as a single mother or...
or whatever.
Yeah.
So that would be to meet your Buffy one.
Yes.
I raise you a Gilmore Girls.
But do you get to stake vampires?
No, but you do get coffee.
Okay. You get coffee to drink during the ride.
Yeah.
I like this.
Coffee.
So my next ride is the Mandalorian ride.
Oh my gosh.
I haven't thought about the details of this, but it's probably a dark ride. And you're maybe it could be like Millennium Falcon Smuggler's Run, but I don't really like that ride. Something where you're with a Mandalorian and there's a Baby Yoda animatronic in Mandalorian and he like whispers in your ear and then through his helmet.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of ride. That's definitely going to have a dark ride element, but maybe it's like a roller coaster. Like the, I don't know, and you're flying around with him with his jetpack.
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't put more thought. I just thought I would really want to see this ride. Because I just thought a Baby Yoda animatronic would be so cute.
Yeah.
Like everyone would just go to see that.
Yeah.
This one would be like, or it could be like E.T. where you have to take Baby Yoda back to his planet and it's a planet full of the Yoda creatures.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, and you have to fly over with your jetpack and they're like, welcome home. You have arrived. You have.
I have spoken. Okay. Mm.
So what's your next ride?
I'll take your Mandalorian and raise you a Knights of Ren.
Oh, not just Star Wars, Knights of Ren.
That's right. Well, Kylo Ren is there.
Obviously, of course. Knights of Ren.
And he's shirtless. And
in every scene or just in one scene?
Every scene.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
It could be like kind of like a training thing. Actually, you know what I would really like? I would like an immersive space like that kind of like the marketplace in Galaxy's Edge, but that's like more foresty, like Endor.
Yes.
Kind of like a kid's play place.
And like, Michelle.
Like the way, like the way, Honey, I Shrunk Your Kids.
Yes. I
Honey,
actually,
I Shrunk the Audience.
I went on that, the playground that they had. I've been there.
Me too. I thought that was really fun. Yeah. So like, why couldn't you do that with like Ewoks or AT-ATs or.
What does that have to do with Knights of Ren?
They're there.
they're there hunting you.
No, I said I changed my mind.
Okay.
But also Kylo. Oh, and you can, and the slide can be Kylo Ren's pecs.
Oh.
And you slide down. No, I'm joking. But I just, I would just like to live a little bit more in the Star Wars world.
Yes.
Some more.
The world you're familiar with.
Right.
Yes.
I'm just, I was hoping Batuu would be in the new movie.
Me too. I thought it was supposed to be. I thought that was like the whole point. And they're like, no, you don't, Oprah.
Yeah.
By the way, right after the Star Wars movie ended and my mom and I left, my mom turns to me and she's like, I thought Kylo Ren was the name of an actor. And now I know who Michelle has the hots for.
I sure do.
I was like, yes, mom.
Dale, someone asked like Dale who my celebrity crush was. And he's like, Adam Driver.
No, my mom specifically thought Kylo Ren was the name of an actor
like that you Keanu loved. Reeves.
And I'm like, Mom, you've seen the other Star Wars movies, but she did not remember.
That's funny.
But she was thinking of you.
Aww. I feel like it's been funny because, I don't know, I'm sure not everyone has seen the new Star Wars movie, but things happen in it.
Yes.
As
people, places, and things.
And so a lot of people have been sending me photos.
I've been sending you a lot of gifts.
And I'm...
of the end.
I'm okay with that. So keep them coming.
One day... We have on our Patreon, a Mandalorian discussion. One day we'll do a Star Wars one.
Yeah, I still need more time to process it. Yeah. I've only seen it twice.
I've seen it twice, too.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people have mixed... It's a mixed bag, so I don't know if it's going to be, like, a controversial...
I mean, it can't be any more controversial than The Last Jedi.
No, people are saying they like The Last Jedi now more. There's like a whole resurgence of people being like, I like The Last Jedi more than Rise of Skywalker. But people are allowed to be wrong. That's their right.
Yeah, yeah. I was actually trying to watch The Last Jedi to see if maybe I would like it more.
The answer was no. I'm assuming.
Very boring still. But I just fast forward to the Kylo Ren and Rey stuff. So
I'll just say, to me, a movie is good if you're entertained. And I was entertained.
Ah!
Yes.
Well,
sad. Yeah, so it could be a horrible movie, but if you are entertained...
It did its job.
It did its job. Yes.
Well, sad. Yes.
It doesn't mean like it's a great movie or a groundbreaking movie, but I'm just saying like, to me, that is the benchmark. If someone's like, is it good? Was I entertained?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So my next ride is Citizen Kane / The Chase for Rosebud. I told you it started out serious and then it got really silly.
Okay,
really.
Uh-huh.
So
please.
The whole movie, it's a dark ride where you're going after Rosebud only to find out in the end that it's a sled. And it's a dark ride where they recreate scenes from the movie. And then the very last scene is you see the Rosebud burning. And if you don't leave the ride with more questions than what you started with, you didn't do it right.
You didn't ride the ride right.
Yeah, it's called The Chase for Rosebud.
Wow.
And there's red herrings like, oh, there's an actual Rosebud. There's a this, there's a that. And then you find out it's a sled. But it meant everything and also nothing and also chips.
Huh.
You want to go on that. I know.
I do.
Yes.
I'm very intrigued by this. Yes. Okay. Yes.
Yeah. You have like the scene with him in the sled. You have the scenes with him. Like just like you have different like fat Orson Welles and good looking Orson Welles. And
yeah. Was he good looking?
He was. I had a big crush on young Orson Welles. Not like old. Not like. Like Orson Welles before the age of 30.
Oh.
Yeah.
Everyone's beautiful before the age of 30.
Rita Hayworth Orson Welles.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So what? Do you have any more rides?
Yes. So, oh my gosh. I want to go on a ride that's the Great Movie Ride, but it's Walt Disney's Life.
I want a ride so bad of Walt Disney's Life. I want it more than anything, or a show, or just something.
Like, so it's... they did an old commercial for Disney World where it was like you saw this old farm boy's room and then you saw his drawings and it was like little – it was mice. And his dad takes the pictures, goes, huh, puts them down, kisses his forehead and goes, good night, Walt.
Although that's not very accurate, but yes.
Relax. So it's like that's like the first scene. And the next scene is like him throwing papes for sale.
Yes. And they have like the animatronic like they do in Spaceship Earth of a, like a little boy with papers.
But it's literally the Great Movie Ride like track system.
I want that so much.
And you just go through. And then at the very end, you see like this wonderful montage of Walt.
Yes.
And then
it ends all of his with movies. Him holding his daughter's hands and like looking at Dizzy. Oh, I'm just going to cry now.
Yeah, I've always thought they should do that.
Yes. I mean, I know that's technically – I mean, Walt Disney has become an IP. Let's be honest. Like, he's become – but that would just be so nice to just remind you, like, this is, like, a company, but it started with, like, a man. A dude. A creative dude who wanted something more.
Just a dude.
Than the stay in Missouri. Yeah. Although Missouri is lovely. I've never been.
I've never been.
We have glass blowers in Missouri.
Oh.
Yeah, that we work with. Yes. So this actually ride, I went silly and then I went back to serious for a second. I think you'll like this ride. There needs to be a Tangled dark ride.
Yes.
Yes.
Is it a boat ride?
It'd have to be a boat ride.
Okay.
And of course, I'd probably like, I imagine a big room like Pirates of the Caribbean, but it's all the lanterns and then yes. they're on the boats and maybe like you go around them like the Shanghai Disney pirates, how like the boat can kind of pivot and move.
Yes.
So like you circle around them and then like you go yes. past the, it's just, it's like the traditional dark ride recreating scenes from the movie.
Yes.
And like you follow the lanterns and like you see the castle and then like Mother Gothel falls from the tower, spoilers. And like,
it's 10 years old.
Yeah. And then they have like a big scene where like you're in the festival and like you have like all these animatronics and it's similar to the style to Beauty, the new Beauty and the Beast ride.
Yes.
Like that kind of cartoon, because I don't like the projection faces.
I do not like projection faces. But I like,
it can't
all.
Be like straight up like pirates animatronics. It has to be that cartoony element.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just thought that would be like a very charming ride.
I love yes. that. So.
But watch. Yeah, the only scene I pictured was like a huge room filled with lanterns and maybe like other boats in the distance and you go around them.
I love it.
Yes. And you get tangled in her hair.
No.
And then there's cute Pascal animatronics everywhere.
1,000%.
Like more than in the movie even. Just like cute little ones okay. everywhere. Just, like he's in every scene just like.
He's so cute.
And then there's a hidden baby Yoda.
Okay.
Do you have any more rides? I have two more.
I can make some up.
Yeah, make some up.
Because I definitely didn't just make up those other ones.
I mean, these I basically came up with the names.
So if you'll do Tangled. Let's see. What princess doesn't have a ride? Oh, Princess Jasmine.
Oh, she doesn't. I thought about that for a second.
An Aladdin ride. Dark ride yeah. would be really fun.
But like Peter Pan, where you're like on the magic carpet.
Yes.
Yes. And you're flying over scenes.
Yeah. That would be cool. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then you fly over Agrabah at one point. Boop, and then the whole world. Boop. And you go like you're in, even the whole ride boop. Could just be that magic carpet ride. Uh-huh. Like you're flying over, you know, Greece. You're flying over horses. Mm-hmm. You get to pet the horses.
Mm-hmm. Every moment, red letter.
Yes.
Okay, so that's mine.
So next I have Gone with the Wind, / Race to Save Tara.
What?
So this is one where you have to save Tara. So you, I don't know if this is like what, if this is just a dark ride, but you basically, it's the whole place. So you basically have to marry these men that you don't love to save your home. Okay. And steal men from other women, including your sister, but you do it because you are singularly focused on saving Tara.
Oh.
And then the end is just you standing at how Gone with the Wind should have ended, which is that scene, the end of part one where she's like, tomorrow is another day. That's how the whole movie should have ended, really.
Didn't it?
No, it ended with Rhett Butler. But I feel like the ending of part one is stronger than the ending of part two. Huh. And then maybe you get Rhett Butler back. I don't know.
Have you ever seen the made-for-TV movie?
Yes, I have. Scarlet. Yes, I have.
Starring Timothy Dalton yes. as Rhett Butler.
Yes, that rapscallion.
And Val Kilmer's wife is Scarlett O'Hara.
Yes. So my last one is The Sound of Music, / Nazi Escape. And it's just the end of Sound of the Music, and it's just them going, the Von Trapp family singers, and then there's nobody there, and then you have to run and escape over the mountains while a nun sings Climb Every
Please
Mountain.
Please tell me it's a roller coaster.
It is a roller coaster. It's a dark ride coaster. It's a horror coaster. That one I was really proud of.
That one's really good.
So why don't you, I don't know why I'm saying that. So the listeners, if there's any rides you think should be IP, you could go silly, you can go serious. Let us know. Maybe if we get enough, we can do like a whole episode or a new segment on it. Oh my gosh,
that would be so fun. Yes. If like we collected enough and we could like read the descriptions to each other. Yes.
So yeah, just let us know what the ride would be called, what IP it's based off of. And just like a little bit description of that ride. You can write us at 1313harborthepodcast@gmail.com.
Or go to our website, 1313harborthepodcast.com.
So yes, as you can tell, we're wrapping up now. This is actually a good, I'm shocked. It was a good transition and I ruined it by saying this.
Yeah.
Visit our website, visit our Instagram, 1313harborthepodcast.
Don't forget to check out our Twitter, 1313harbor.
Yeah, we're actually, this episode, we're filming one of those time-lapse videos that I'm going to post it. You can go to our Patreon, 1313harborthepodcast. Oh, no, sorry, patreon.com/1313harborthepodcast.
But also, seriously, consider donating to the wildfire efforts in Australia because they need your help.
We have 1313 Harbor the Podcast shirts, as we mentioned. You can find those on our website. Mm-hmm. We love you. Please, thank you to everyone who's been writing us after we begged you to write us. And all the people who reviewed our podcast. So yeah, you can go on the podcast carrier of your choice and rate and review us. Those help people to listen to us because our goals for 2020 is we want to grow our listenership so we can do more fun things for you. Mm-hmm. We're going to try to put together a media kit, so mm-hmm. we're
just, if you know how to do that,
yes,
please let us yes, know.
We looked it up on Google.
Yeah, we Googled it.
If you just want to chit chat, message us. Do we have anything else to add? We love you, you're awesome. Hey Savannah.
May the force be with you.
May the force be with you. Let us know what topics you'd like us to cover. And to all who come to this happy podcast,
welcome!